And let's take our Bibles, let's go to the book of Psalms. The 119th Psalm, that real long one. Now we're not going to look at all of it, just a few verses tonight. The 119th Psalm, around verse 65 is where we're going to start reading here in just a moment. I always put a title on any sermon or talk that I make, just because it seems like you're supposed to have one. And it helps me to find it later if I'm looking for it. And I was trying to think on this one, what would I call this little talk here tonight? Poor decisions come before good judgments, is what I put. Poor decisions come before good judgments. But in parentheses, does not have to be so. And I think that's in part what the psalmist is saying to us tonight in this portion of text right here. It'd be good for us for just a few minutes to draw a lesson or two from this text. Psalm 119, beginning verse 65. You have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep your precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in your law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and silver. If there were only one point to draw from the passage tonight, I would say that everything good comes from God's word. Because, did you notice, in every verse we read, places emphasis on God's word. That which God uses to influence us, to change us. Notice, please, that there are no signs from heaven to change us. There's no lightning bolts from the sky. There is no warm and fuzzy feeling that's supposed to come over us that is meant to draw us nearer or closer to God. Just His word in every verse we just read. And even if we face some difficulty in life, by doing our own thing or by doing someone else's, if we're going to make a change, what we are going to have to do is let God's word direct us. Have we learned that lesson yet? It seems as though that was a process here for the psalmist, whoever it might have been, that was something that had to be learned. And there's the point of emphasis after his learning, poor decisions come before good judgments, remember? There was a learning process that he had gone through, and that learning process always concluded, and every phrase he made was something about God's word, how it changed him, how it moved him, how it led him. And so we look a little more closely at just these few verses. Verse 65. You have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe your commandments. It takes a certain amount of humility to recognize mistakes and to have a willingness to make changes. And sometimes we have to go through some event in life that brings us to that point of humility, that changes us. And sometimes the Lord deals with us. Even as the psalmist says, you have dealt well with your servant, so that God can use His word to move us and motivate us. Because He will. He will teach us. He will guide us. He will use the influence of His word to change us. Teach me good judgment, the psalmist says. How I have prayed many times for good judgment, as I'm sure you have too. And some have said most of the time good judgment comes from the experience of making poor choices. Most of us have experienced that too. Many times we've done something where we've thought back and we've regretted, I won't do that again. Sometimes someone who was younger asking someone who is older for some advice or some direction may not understand, and it may not even take the advice, but may not understand the advice because they haven't made the poor decision yet, and the older person has and is speaking from experience. Well, why shouldn't I do that? Just don't. Trust me. It's not a good idea. And it seems with the psalmist here, there had been some times where maybe the Lord had dealt with him and had changed him and moved him according to his word. And so how would you like to replace poor judgment in your life? You can. That's what the psalmist is saying. You can. Go to the word. And what he is saying is, I believe your commandments. I will follow your commandments. In verse 67, he goes on and says, before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. I'm not sure, really, how the psalmist was afflicted, but he was, because that's what he says in the text. Was he afflicted because of poor choices? I don't know. That seems to be a thought in the text. And again, sometimes it's struggles in life that humble us. Negative consequences can turn into a blessing when we refocus and redirect our thoughts, causing us to change. It's hard to admit that affliction might be good. Sometimes it's hard to admit that when we go through some difficult times, it can actually turn out to a benefit for us. If it causes us to draw nearer to God, and it causes us to change an action that's negative, something we shouldn't do, and in a positive way draws us closer to God, it can be a good thing. And even in this, the psalmist recognized that God is good. You are good and you do good, is what the psalmist says. And even when everything else is not good, God always does what is right. And he gives us incentive and direction so that we can choose to do what is right. And the psalmist says, teach me your statutes. And I get the impression that it's from that standpoint that I was afflicted and it was not a good thing, but now I keep your word. Here's the change that has taken place. And now he recognizes of God, you are good and you do good. Teach me to be that way. Lessons learned. In verse 69, the proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep your precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in your law. Evil men sometimes will hurt us. They will work against us. They will try to destroy us. And it seems like nothing is more powerful than a lie. The psalmist knew something about that, because there were those who were proud, those who had worked against him, those who had lied against him. Was it a lie against his character? Well, I don't know. He doesn't say exactly. And sometimes when we are lied to or lied about, we may be tempted to respond in kind, but no, that's not what the psalmist says. Instead, he pleads to the Lord, but I will keep your precepts with my whole heart. What a contrast. With the heart of the evil, those who are proud, I will keep your precepts with my whole heart. And then, you know, the idea here, a heart that is as fat as grease. Listen, I grew up in a country home, and I know a lot of funny sayings, country-type sayings, but I never have quite heard this one. Their heart was as fat as grease. I don't know where this one comes from. I had to think about that a while and do a little research. It's kind of the idea, the fat, is that is to be thick, of that which is inactive, is the idea of fat as grease. Okay, I'm getting the picture now. Are you, you know... Yeah, they're not doing anything good. You see, they're not doing anything that is good. Or they can lie. They can inflict some difficult times on those that they might even lie against. But this idea of the heart that is fat as grease, that is to be inactive, that part without muscles, a fitting illustration of one serving no usefulness. Oh, I'm getting it now. Now I'm kind of understanding here what the psalmist is saying about that, that there are some who have no concern about godly things. He's drawing a contrast here. The heart of the proud is fat like grease, the contrast, but I delight in your law. I'm not going to be like that. I'm going to be active in doing what you say, what you teach, because he said, I will keep your precepts with my whole heart. And then in the last two verses, 71. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and silver. Again, he says, it's good to be afflicted. I've never thought of being hurt or inflicted in some way as something that's good. I mean, none of us, I can't imagine we desire to be afflicted by someone or in some way. But in some means, the psalmist has found good that can come from that. Why? Because of the value of learning the statutes of the Lord. Did you see? He said, it's good for me to be afflicted. What? That I may learn your statutes, that I may know your precepts, that I may understand your law, that I may know your word. All of those are ways he has described God's word. It's good for me to be afflicted so that I can draw more from you, is what he's saying to God. Can we say it was good to suffer because it drew me closer to God? I've known some that I think felt that way. And perhaps all of us in some way, we've gone through a difficult time. We've had to deal with just some adverse issues of life. And as someone said to me a long time ago, and I see this to be so true, when we deal with issues of life, it will draw us closer to God or we will be drawn away from God. Which will it be? It will be our choice. But God will use it for good, remember, because God is good. That's what the psalmist says. God can use that for good when we want to draw closer to him and we will let him by his word, by his precepts, by his commands, by his statutes, when we will let him draw us near. What is valuable to us? I mean, the psalmist says here, it's not gold and silver. Gold and silver might be precious, but it's not as precious as what your word is, because hope, eternal hope, surely cannot be found in the gold and silver. And the psalmist had learned that nothing in this life offers the hope that comes from God's word. In our reading this week, this was a portion of the text that just stood out to me, because over and over again, every one of these verses says something about God's word. You cannot make a better point of emphasis. And I hope that will give us something to think about as we begin this new week. The hope and the power that we can find if we'll just turn to God's word and let him direct. We're going to sing a song now of encouragement, a song to try to encourage any who might need to respond to the gospel of Christ. Do that tonight as we stand and sing. Will you come?